Hey everybody, it's Hummingbird027 here. Today is March 12th, 2012, and I promised to make this little video about some more information about Islam and what it really is and what may be the actual factors that created this false religion in the Muslim community. After almost a year of research, I am thoroughly convinced that Islam will be the one world religion. I'm pretty sure that the Antichrist or beast that is going to rise up is going to come from Islam itself. It would give every precedence and understanding as to the fulfillment of Revelation 20, verse 4, where all non-believers in the beast system will be beheaded. And the only religion in the whole entire world that does this is Islam, especially that of Sharia law Islam. I know that there are different sects and the Sunnis and all of this. I understand that just like there are Jehovah's Witnesses and Catholics in the Christian religion, there is very broad termed groups in Islam itself. For one, I would like to state that not all Muslims are into killings, okay? I am not grouping every single Muslim into the same category, just like I would not group every single Christian into the same category, neither. If you are a Christian, you are an absolute follower of the Son of Jesus Christ. And that varies from individual to individual and from group to group and church to church. The same is true with Muslim and Islamic religion. What I am asserting in this video is to show that Islam, radical Islam, the ones that promote Sharia law and the destruction of anyone who does not believe in Allah, has been fabricated and is not a very old religion, has been fabricated by the Vatican and other powers and principalities, which are of the fallen angel, the fallen angelic race, who are in charge of this world still until Jesus Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, which is coming very, very soon. Many, many Muslims are turning to Jesus Christ because they understand the false worship of the deceiver, Allah. Allah is Satan, period, end of subject. Allah is Satan. It even says it, it lists it in his 99 names that describe him. Calls himself the deceiver, the greatest of all deceivers, and you can find that in the Quran. If you want to have more information about where to find that, you can go find my video on my channel, and I just produced it today. It's End Time News Updates, and it's from March 12th, 2012, and it's part one, and you'll find it at the end of the video, proof that the Quran does say that Allah is the deceiver, which, you know, he's Satan, okay? There's nothing else to talk about here. I pray for all Muslims so that they understand that they are being deceived, just as Eve was in the garden by Satan the serpent. And if we don't pray for them, then many, many of their souls are going to be lost to hell because of Satan's treachery. Satan doesn't give a damn about religion. He doesn't give a damn about Christianity. He doesn't give a damn about Islam. And he's going to take as many souls as he can to his kingdom in hell. Be forewarned. How the Vatican created Islam by Alberto Rivera. This information came from Alberto Rivera, former Jesuit priest, after his conversion to Protestant Christianity. It is excerpted from The Prophet, published by Chick Publications at this address. Since its publication, after several unsuccessful attempts of his life, he died suddenly from food poisoning. His testimony should not be silenced. Dr. Rivera speaks to us still. What I am going to tell you is what I learned in secret briefings in the Vatican when I was a Jesuit priest under oath and in induction. The Jesuit cardinal named Augustine Bay, or B, however you say that, showed us how desperately the Roman Catholics wanted Jerusalem at the end of the 3rd century. Because of its religious history and its strategic location, the Holy City was considered a priceless treasure. A scheme had to be developed to make Jerusalem a Roman Catholic city. The great untapped source of manpower that could do this job was the children of Ishmael. The poor Arab fell victim to one of the most clever plans ever devised by the powers of darkness. Early Christians went everywhere with the gospel, setting up small churches, but they met heavy opposition. Both the Jews and the Roman government persecuted the believers in Christ to stop their spread. But the Jews rebelled against Rome, and in 70 AD, Roman armies under General Titus smashed Jerusalem and destroyed the great Jewish temple, which was the heart of Jewish worship, in fulfillment of Christ's prophecy in Matthew 24:2. On holy place today, where the temple once stood, the Dome of the Rock Mosque stands as Islam's sacred most holy place. Sweeping changes were in the wind. Corruption, apathy, greed, cruelty, perversion, and rebellion were eating at the Roman Empire, and it was ready to collapse. The persecution against Christians was useless as they continued to lay down their lives for the gospel of Christ. The only way Satan could stop this thrust was to create a counterfeit Christian religion to destroy the work of God. The solution was in Rome. Their religion had come from ancient Babylon, and all it needed was a facelift. This didn't happen overnight, but began in the writings of the early church fathers. It was through their writings that a new religion would take shape. The statue of Jupiter in Rome was eventually called St. Peter, and the statue of Venus was changed to the Virgin Mary. The site chosen for its headquarters was one of the seven hills called Vaticanus, the place of the diving serpent, where the satanic temple of Janus stood. The great counterfeit religion was Roman Catholicism, called Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth, Revelation 17:5. She was raised up to block the gospel, slaughter the believers in Christ, establish religions, create wars, and make the nations drunk with the wine of her fornications, as we will see. Three major religions have one thing in common. Each has a holy place where they look for guidance. Roman Catholicism looks to the Vatican as the holy city, the Jews look to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, and the Muslims look to Mecca as their holy city. Each group believes that they will receive certain types of blessing for the rest of their lives for visiting their holy place in the beginning. Arab visitors would bring gifts to the house of God, and the keepers of the Kaaba were gracious to all who came. Some brought their idols, and not wanting to offend those people, their idols were placed inside the sanctuary. It is said that the Jews looked upon the Kaaba as an outlining tabernacle of the Lord with veneration until it became polluted with idols. In a tribal contention over a well, Zamzam, the treasure of the Kaaba, and the offerings that pilgrims had given were dumped down the well, and it was filled with sand. It disappeared. Many years later, was given visions telling him where to find the well and its treasures. He became the hero of Mecca, and he was destined to become the grandfather of Muhammad. Before this time, Augustine became the bishop of North Africa and was effective in winning Arabs to Roman Catholicism, including whole tribes. It was among these Arab converts to Catholicism that the concept of looking for an Arab prophet developed. Muhammad's father died from illness, and sons born to great Arab families in places like Mecca were sent into the desert to be suckled and weaned, and spent some of their childhood with Bedouin tribes for training and to avoid the plagues in the cities. After his mother and grandfather also died, Muhammad was with his uncle when a Roman Catholic monk learned of his identity and said, "Take your brother's son back to his country and guard him against the Jews, for by God, little g, if they see him and know him, that which I know, they will construe evil against him. Great things are in store for this brother's son of yours." The Roman Catholic monk had fanned the flames for future Jewish persecutions at the hands of the followers of Muhammad. The Vatican desperately wanted Jerusalem because of its religious significance, but was blocked by the Jews. Another problem was the true Christianity in North Africa, who preached the gospel. Roman Catholicism was growing in power, but would not tolerate opposition. Somehow the Vatican had to create a weapon to eliminate both the Jews and the true Christian believers who refused to accept Roman Catholicism. Looking to North Africa, they saw the multitudes of Arabs as a source of manpower to do their dirty work. Some Arabs had become Roman Catholics and couldn't be used in reporting information to leaders in Rome. Others were used in an underground spy network to carry out Rome's master plan to control the great multitudes of Arabs who rejected Catholicism. When Saint Augustine appeared on the scene, he knew what was going on. His monasteries served as bases to seek out and destroy Bible manuscripts owned by the true Christians. The Vatican wanted to create a Messiah for the Arabs, someone they could raise up as a great leader. Where does the prophet come from? Where does the false prophet come from? The Vatican. They've been in on this forever, guys. They wanted to create a Messiah for the Arabs, someone they could raise up as a great leader, a man with charisma whom they could train and eventually unite all the non-Catholic Arabs behind him, creating a mighty army that would ultimately capture Jerusalem for the Pope. In the Vatican briefing, Cardinal Bray told us the story. A wealthy Arabian lady who was a faithful follower of the people played a tremendous part in this drama. She was a widow named Khadija. She gave her wealth to the church and retired to a convent, but was given an assignment. She was to find a brilliant young man who could be used by the Vatican to create a new religion and become the Messiah for the children of Ishmael. Khadija had a cousin named Waqwa, sorry if I mispronounce these, who was also a very faithful Roman Catholic, and the Vatican placed him in a critical role, as Muhammad's advisor. He had tremendous influence on Muhammad. Teachers were sent to young Muhammad, and he had intensive training. Muhammad studied the works of Saint Augustine, which prepared him for his great calling. The Vatican had Catholic Arabs across North America spread the story of the Great One who was about to rise up among the people and to be chosen one of their God. While Muhammad was being prepared, he was told that his enemies were the Jews and that the only true Christians were Roman Catholic. He was taught that others calling themselves Christians were actually wicked impostors and should be destroyed. Many Muslims believe this. Muhammad began receiving divine revelations, and his wife's Catholic cousin helped interpret them. From this came the Quran. In the fifth year of Muhammad's mission, persecution came against his followers because they refused to worship the idols in the Kaaba. Muhammad instructed some of them to flee to Abyssinia, where Negus, the Roman Catholic king, accepted them because Muhammad's view on the Virgin Mary were so close to Roman Catholic doctrine. These Muslims received protection from the Catholic kings because of Muhammad's revelations. Muhammad later conquered Mecca, and the Kaaba was cleared of idols. History proves that before Islam came into existence, the Sabians in Arabia worshipped the moon god, who was married to the sun god. This is the crescent moon that they still have as their symbol. They gave birth to three goddesses who were worshipped throughout the Arab world as daughters of Allah. An idol excavated at Hazor in Palestine in 1950s shows Allah sitting on a throne with a crescent moon on his chest. Muhammad claimed he had a vision from Allah and was told, "You are a messenger of Allah." This began his career as a prophet, and he received many messages. By the time Muhammad died, the religion of Islam was exploding. The nomadic Arab tribes were joining forces in the name of Allah and his prophet Muhammad. Some of Muhammad's writings were placed in the Quran, others were never published. They are now in the hands of high-ranking holy men, ayatollahs, in the Islamic faith. When Cardinal B. shared with us in the Vatican, he said these writings are guarded because they contain information that links the Vatican to the creation of Islam. Both sides have so much information on each other that if exposed, it could create such a scandal that it would be a disaster for both religions. In their holy book, the Quran, Christ is regarded only as a prophet. If the Pope was his representative on earth, then he must also be a prophet of God. This caused the followers of Muhammad to fear and respect the Pope as another holy man. The Pope moved quickly and issued bulls granting the Arab generals permission to invade and conquer the nations of North Africa. The Vatican helped to finance the building of these massive Islamic armies in exchange for three favors. One, eliminate the Jews and Christians, true believers, which they called infidels. Two, protect the Augustinian monks and Roman Catholics. And three, conquer Jerusalem for His Holiness in the Vatican. As time went by, the power of Islam became tremendous. Jews and true Christians were slaughtered, and Jerusalem fell into their hands. Roman Catholics were never attacked, nor were their shrines during this time, but when the Pope asked for Jerusalem, he was surprised at their denial. The Arab generals had such military success that they could not be intimidated by the Pope. Nothing could stand in their way of their own plans. Under Waraqah's direction, Muhammad wrote that Abraham offered Ishmael as a sacrifice. The Bible says that Isaac was the sacrifice, but Muhammad removed Isaac's name and inserted Ishmael's name. As a result of this and Muhammad's vision, the faithful Muslims built a mosque, the Dome of the Rock, in Ishmael's honor on the site of the Jewish temple that was destroyed in 70 AD. This made Jerusalem the second most holy place in the Islam faith. How could they give such a sacred shrine to the Pope without causing a revolt? The Pope realized what they had created was out of control when he heard they were calling His Holiness an infidel. The Muslim generals were determined to conquer the world for Allah, and now they turned towards Europe. Islamic ambassadors approached the Pope and asked for papal bulls to give them permission to invade European countries. The Vatican was outraged. War was inevitable. Temporal power and control of the world was considered the basic right of the Pope. He wouldn't think of sharing it with those whom he considered heathens. The Pope raised up his armies and called them crusades to hold back the children of Ishmael from Catholic Europe. The crusades lasted centuries, and Jerusalem slipped out of the Pope's hands. Turkey fell, and Spain and Portugal were invaded by Islamic forces. This is the Ottoman Empire here, guys. And guess what's going to be resurrected? It is not the Holy Roman Empire, like most people believe, and have been taught by their pastors who did not have this information. It will be the Ottoman Empire will be resurrected. In Portugal, they called a mountain village Fatima, in honor of Muhammad's daughter, never dreaming it would become world famous. Years later, when the Muslim armies were poised on the islands of Sardinia and Corsica to invade Italy, there was a serious problem. The Islamic generals realized they were too far extended. It was time for peace talks. One of the negotiations was Francis of Assisi. As a result, the Muslims were allowed to occupy Turkey as a Christian world, and the Catholics were allowed to occupy Lebanon in the Arab world. It was also agreed that the Muslims could build mosques in Catholic countries without interference as long as Roman Catholicism could flourish as Arab countries. Cardinal B told us in Vatican briefings that both the Muslims and Roman Catholics agreed to block and destroy the efforts of their common enemy, Bible-believing Christian missionaries. Through these concordants, Satan blocked the children of Ishmael from a knowledge of Scripture and the truth. And unfortunately, many are going to go to hell because of this. Please, please, everybody, pray for the sons and daughters of Ishmael. A light control was kept on Muslims from the Ayatollah down through the Islamic priests, nuns, and monks. The Vatican also engineers a campaign of hatred between the Muslim Arabs and the Jews. Before this, they had coexisted peacefully. The Islamic communities look on the Bible-believing missionary as a devil who brings poison to the children of Allah. This explains years of ministry in these countries with little results. The next plan was to control Islam. In 1910, Portugal was going socialistic. Red flags were appearing and the Catholic Church was facing a major problem. Increasing numbers were against the church. The Jesuits wanted Russia involved, and the location of this vision at Fatima could play a key part in pulling Islam to the Mother Church. In 1970, the Virgin appeared in Fatima, the Mother of God, was a smashing success, playing to overflow crowds. As a result, the socialists of Portugal suffered a major defeat. Roman Catholics worldwide began praying for the conversion of Russia, and the Jesuits invaded the novenas to Fatima, which they could perform throughout North Africa, spreading good public relations to the Muslim world. The Arabs thought they were honoring the daughter of Muhammad, which is what the Jesuits wanted them to believe. As a result of the vision of Fatima, Pope Pius XII ordered his Nazi army to crush Russia and the Orthodox religion and make Russia Roman Catholic. A few years after he lost World War II, Pope Pius XII startled the world with his phony dancing sun vision to keep Fatima in the news. It was great religious showbiz, and the world swallowed it. Not surprising, Pope Pius was the only one to see the vision. As a result, a group of followers has grown into the Blue Army worldwide, totaling millions of faithful Roman Catholics ready to die for the Blessed Virgin. But we haven't seen anything yet. The Jesuits have their Virgin Mary scheduled to appear 4 or 5 times in China, Russia, and major appearance in the U.S., Project Bluebeam, guys. If you are not paying attention, you are going to get caught up in this deception. Stop listening to mankind's lies. You are commanded by God the Father to follow His Spirit and none other. What has this got to do with Islam? Note Bishop Sheen's statement. Our Lady's appearance at Fatima marked the turning point in the history of the world's 350 million Muslims. After the death of his daughter, Muhammad wrote that she is the most holy of all women in paradise next to Mary. He believed that the Virgin Mary chose to be known as Our Lady of Fatima as a sign and a pledge that the Muslims who believe in Christ's virgin birth will come to believe in His divinity. Bishop Sheen pointed out that the pilgrim virgin statues of Our Lady of Fatima were enthusiastically received by Muslims in Africa, India, and elsewhere, and that many Muslims are now coming into the Roman Catholic Church. Beware, guys. Beware, Muslims. You need to know who you're following. Try the spirits. Seek after truth. So that you won't be deceived. Okay, I'm going to do a little video here. I hope that you will come check out as Nefer 5001 on this browser, Firefox. I'm not subscribed to him because I never sign in with Firefox to any Google stuff. And so I am subscribed to this person. He has 13 well-done videos. I am encouraging you all to come check this man's videos out because they're phenomenal, and I am absolutely beside myself that God led me to him today. I think it's for a very important reason, because many Muslims are leaving Islam because they are waking up. Keep praying for Ishmael's sons and daughters, because they need our prayers. They need our help. We all need each other. Satan is deceiving the whole world so that he can take as many souls to his kingdom and hell for all eternity. Please make this video viral. Whatever you guys need to do, you have my permission to recopy this video and paste it all over the web. And just to get it straight, it's my video. Please ask as Nefer 5001 if you can post his videos. As far as my videos, please post them.
Hello everyone, peace of the Lord Jesus Christ with everybody. My topic today is the satanic verses in the Quran. And before I talk about the satanic verses, I wish Mr. Salman Rushdie, he will hear my video, if he did hear it ever. This guy is a real hero, not because he spoke about Islam, not because he is an ex-Muslim, not because he is smart, not because he is a genius, because when he made his book, The Satanic Verses, it was one of the kind. At the time, nobody had the courage to speak about Muhammad. You know, today, maybe many, they can write books, many they can say things, but how many, really, at his time, they can do say what he said? So, you know, the appreciation of this man is the book he wrote when nobody had the courage to publish such a book in the West at that time. Again, you know, the Muslims are the hero too, because if the Muslims are not a crazy nation following a filthy God, they will not make this book almost in every library, in every school, in every house. So the Muslims, they are our heroes too, because they are the one who made all the world go on attention to buy this book. You know, the best advertising for somebody exposing Islam is Muslims, not Christians, because Muslims are just a fool nation. I'm not calling their names, this is just a description for how they are. You know, because if they did not go by millions of people, they are threatening to kill him, to cut his head. Nobody will hear about his book. Nobody will know what this book is about. But in one day, when you see a millions in the street striking against a book, you wonder what kind of book that book will make like those people go out, so you want to buy it. So, thank you again, Muslims, and the most you go fool, the most we make victory. So, thank you again for your support to Salman Rushdie, and for supporting me to, you know, not to mention that Muslims, they are number one media support for me, because they spread what I say wherever you go. You can see, you know, that they are attacking me, and by attacking me, they are making more people come to read, and to listen, and to hear, and to see. Anyway, you know, Salman Rushdie, when he did talk about satanic verses, you know, he just did what the Muslims told him to do. He's a Muslim. He used to be a Muslim. He left Islam. But always, if you talk to Muslims, they say to you, go and read the Quran. brother, go and read the Quran, it's an amazing book. Okay, when we read the Quran, they get upset. Read the Quran or not to read the Quran, what do you want us to do? When this guy, he did read your Quran, and he mentioned what is written in your Quran, you get upset. He did not add one word for what is written in your book. Isn't it weird? Those people, they are really, you know, they sent you the Quran for free. Just read it, brother, read it. And when you read it, you know, and you ask them, you know, as long you are reading without question, no problem. But if you read and you question, we have a problem. Isn't it your book, the Quran, and your hadith saying that your prophet was under the control of Satan? This is Sahih al-Bukhari. Look how many I can show you. All those hadith, they are talking about your prophet under the control of a black magic of a Satan in your book. So why you blame me when I read them? You need to explain to me how Satan was able to control your prophet. This is Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 2939. The prophet, according to Aisha, this is a very accurate hadith, the book of Al-Jizya, the prophet, as Aisha she is saying, he was under the black magic. And by the way, there is no magic except from Satan, because all magic, God don't do magic. So there is no good magic, there is no bad magic. All of it, it's a black magic. And this is according to Islam, not to me. So the prophet was under the black magic, and until even he used to imagine himself doing things, but he never did. So imagine how strong is this magic. You know, for me, I don't believe in this garbage that the prophet was under the black magic. I don't believe in magic. You know, I believe in people who do work as a magic, which means their professional job is a liar. As we call them magic, as the Bible mentioned them. You know, people who do magic for a living, but doesn't mean we approve it. But Muslims, they approve magic. A magic is just a lie, just a stupid thing. So in here, the fact it's not a magic. But, you know, if we go with Muslims say it's a magic. So when we say to them, your prophet was under the control of the black magic, they get upset. Is it you who is saying that in there? Is it this is your book? What's wrong with you, Muslims? Me, myself, I don't believe in black magic. So I don't believe your prophet was under black magic. I believe he was mentally sick. Because a man who used to imagine himself doing things he never did, one of two, either he is a liar, he's saying he did, but he didn't, or he is living in illusion. And the man who can, you know, who live in illusion, he can't be a prophet because, you know, he told me he saw an angel. Maybe it's an illusion too. Maybe everything he's saying to me is an illusion. As long he used to imagine things happening to him, or he did it, when he never did, as his wife is reporting, not us, and this is approved in your book, so he is living in illusion, otherwise he is mentally sick. But as long you approve that there is a, you know, magic was over him, fine. Let us go with you. When we say the prophet was under the black magic, it means he was controlled by Satan. Which means Satan, he have full control of your prophet, even in his behavior. So when Salman Rushdie, he did talk about the black magic, he did not lie. He just did read your book. And if you go see, you will see even the prophet of Islam, he is not only under the black magic, you know, imagining things he never did, but he go to physical things. Like what? Imagine this guy, he imagined himself having sex with all his wives, but he never did. So he is living in a deep illusion. Like, you know, a man, he have 11 or 13 wives, you know. How you can imagine that you have slept with them all when you did not? What kind of, you know, mentally problem you have? This is Sahih al-Bukhari, the book of Polite, hadith number 5603. This is the prophet's wife saying that the prophet used to imagine himself, he did bang bang to his wives, but he never did. He never did. So imagine what kind of illusion this man he live in. To the point he is imagining himself having sex with his wives when he never touched them even. And he used to go outside saying to them, yesterday I did bang bang for all my wives in 1 hour. Later they found out that this is a lie. So one of two, either he's a liar or he's living an illusion or he is under black magic. In either way, it's a disaster. If he's a liar, he can't be a prophet. If he's living an illusion, he can't be a prophet because, you know, he's seen an angel as illusion too. If he's under black magic, he cannot be a prophet because this means he is a satanic messenger. And whatever he was giving us was satanic because, as you see, Satan has full control of him. And this is at tafsir.com website. As you see, the Quran itself saying that the prophet, Satan, he throw words in his mouth. Satan, he throw mouth in words in the mouth of Muhammad. He made him recite or say words, you know, it's from Satan. Which means Satan, he was speaking to him and he was reciting, repeating those words. Reciting, you know, it's mean the Satan, he made those words in his memory, and the Satan, he is the one who put them there, and Muhammad was saying those words from his memory to Muslims as if it's God told them that this is word, it's called Quran. And in here, you will see something more funny and more scary. As a result, Satan casting them into his tongue without the prophet being aware of it. Which means even Satan is using his own tongue, speaking by him. So he is a satanic speaking man. You know, when we say a messenger of God, this means someone, he speaks for God, right? Okay, now they are in their book saying he speaks for Satan. Satan is speaking in his tongue without him being aware of this. I will make second video, please follow with me. So those two videos, they will complete each other. Please follow with them.
All right, you guys can come watch the rest of part two of his Islam satanic verses. I hope this video has encouraged you to want to learn more about this deception that is becoming rampant upon the world and through its push of Islam as a peaceful religion throughout all the world, and it really isn't, because it's based on satanic verses. I pray that this video will go out in the love of Christ. You know, a lot of people email me and say that I am racist and prejudiced, but at the same time, these people can call themselves Christians and they don't even read their own Bibles. It's not me that is delivering this message. It truly is God. You need to look at your Bible and know what God thinks about idol worshipers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2, I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. For I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Christ. But I fear somehow that you will be led away from your pure and simple devotion to Christ, just as Eve was deceived by the serpent. You seem to believe what anyone and whatever they tell you, even if they preach about a different Jesus than the one we preach. Islam preaches about a Jesus, but they absolutely condemn him as the Son of God, and they'll kill you for that belief. So if you don't believe that it's bad to point out Islam's sin right now, and that they are falsely accusing our God of not having a son, you are in turn rejecting God, and you are in dangerous territory. You need to realize just how deep the rabbit hole goes. So you seem to believe whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach about a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different spirit than the one you receive, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. But I don't think I am inferior to these super apostles. I may be a trained speaker, but I know what I am talking about. I think you realize this now, for we have proved it again and again. Verse 7, did I do wrong when I humbled myself and honored you by preaching God's good news to you without expecting anything in return? I robbed other churches by accepting their contribution so I could serve you at no cost. And when I was with you and didn't have enough to live on, I did not ask you to help me. For the brothers who came from Macedonia brought me another gift." And you guys can go on and read that yourselves. But basically, a lot of Christians out there believe in Chrislam, and you are an idolater if you believe that. If you are worshiping anybody else, if you are backing anybody else other than Jesus Christ as Lord of Lords and King of Kings of your lives, you are an idolater. You are a sinner. You will die in your sins if you keep saying that people like me are racists who are pointing out the falseness of Islam. I'm sorry to have to offend you, but if you think you're a Christian, you better think again, because you are serving the wrong God. I know these are harsh words, and I know it hurts, but the word of God is a double-edged sword, and it cuts you coming and going. There is only one truth, and that one truth is the Son of God, the Son of Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, died for your sins so you'd never had to perish in the lake of fire with the rest of people who do not accept God's Son, Jesus Christ. Don't be one of them. Don't even go down that path. Don't be deceived. I am praying for you all. I am praying for those who watch this video who don't believe that Islam is a bad religion. I am really praying for you, because you are deceived. You are absolutely deceived, and you need to educate yourself, because you are in ignorance, and you're in trouble. You're in danger of hellfire right now. Spread this video. Make it all over the place. Put it everywhere. Make it like fire. Spread it like fire, because we're in trouble in this world. The Antichrist is rising, and he is going to consume everyone who will not worship him.